Stop using your Yeti microphone. Stop using your AirPods. Don't use your computer's mic or your webcam mic.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
On this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about microphones, different microphones that you might be able to use. And if you heard the teaser, yeah, I do hate the Blue Yeti. Yeah, I do know that you probably already use it. And I do know that your friend probably recommended it to you. Or when you went to Amazon to try to find a mic, it was the first one, top, left, front, and center. But it's a terrible mic for podcasters. It's very difficult to use. You'd have to treat it incredibly differently than the right kind of mic. So I would just want to share with you some of the right mics, some of the wrong mics, just brief it enough that you can get some value and know which mic to use. So you definitely don't want to use the Blue Yeti. Here's the thing. It's called a condenser microphone. A condenser mic. I'm not a scientist, so I'm just going to give it to you the way that I understand it. The condensers seem to pick up more range, more sound, and it doesn't have to be right next to the mic. With the Blue Yeti, it's a condenser mic, which basically means that you could be just as close as I am to the mic that I'm using right now. You could be just as close, but you would hear a lot more echo. You would hear the reverb of your voice bouncing off of the ceiling, bouncing off of your desk, bouncing off of your walls, etc. So these condenser mics are oftentimes cheaper. The Blue Yeti is like $150 or so. But a lot of the condenser mics are like $40, $60 or less, normally, unless they're a really nice condenser, because they are meant for vocals. They are meant for some voiceover artists prefer the condenser over a dynamic mic. Some voice artists actually do prefer that, but they also are in a room that's treated really, really well, and they're treating that mic really, really well too. I've done over 500 episodes of my other podcast. Over 500 episodes. It's kind of insane. But with that said, most of them were interview style. So I interviewed a lot of different people. And almost everybody that came on my show, they like bought this Blue Yeti because their friend told them that it was awesome. And because it's a condenser mic, I could not figure out how to make the sound good. I couldn't figure out how to make their sound sound good. And so I did a little bit of research later on, and I was like, why does that happen? And I learned that there's two main types of microphones. Yes, there's a ribbon mic. Yes, there's something called cardioid, which a lot of different mics can have or not. But there's really two main overarching styles, a condenser and a dynamic. Condensers are a lot more sensitive. That's the main focus here. The condenser is way more sensitive. So that means you're going to hear all the extra things that you don't want the person to hear. With a dynamic mic, it can get frustrated for some people who are using these dynamic microphones because they think that the microphone can like sit on their desk and they're like, it just doesn't sound good. Well, here's the thing. When you're using a dynamic mic, you should be within a fist, So I say like 2-4 inches close to your dynamic mic. Now, the condenser mic, that'll hear you wherever you are. It'll also hear your heart beating. It'll also hear the drums, your fingers tapping like drums. It'll also hear all of the cars driving by outside and anybody walking by and somebody else in the house upstairs coughing. That's just how condensers are. They're more sensitive. Dynamics are less sensitive. And the benefit to using a dynamic mic that's less sensitive is that it only hears what's right next to it. So you got to put your mouth right next to it. They call it eating the mic. Hey, eat your mic. Hey, put that under your chin. Put it right next to your mouth. Put it within a fist of your mouth, usually within 2-3 inches or 4 inches. So one thing that I want to keep as many of these episodes as short as possible. So what I'll say is that if you go to growyourshow.com/PDF, then you can download a PDF that has all of the different mics that I suggest. One of them Hint, hint, it's only $20. It's $20. It's better than your AirPods. It's better than your Blue Yeti. Way better. A $20 dynamic mic is going to sound incredibly better than a $150 Blue Yeti for podcasting. It's also going to be better than the computer mic. So stop using your computer mic and stop using your webcam mic also. Cardioid, if you need to know what that means, because some mics say that they're cardioid mics. And for a while, I was confusing the difference between cardioid and condenser. You can have a condenser mic that's also a cardioid, and you can have a dynamic mic that's also a cardioid. Cardioid, it's like some type of shape, but basically the point is the cardioid for a mic makes it directional. That's what it basically does. A cardioid makes your mic a directional mic. So that means, and I'm going to do this right now while you're listening. If I'm talking, most of you probably can't even hear me and I'm talking louder. I just turned my dynamic mic. I just had turned my dynamic mic around. I turned it the opposite direction and you couldn't hear it because it's directional. It's a cardioid. It is going to sound a lot different if you're talking directly to it or away from it. Now, there are a lot of condenser mics that also are cardioid. One of them is the Blue Yeti. So the Blue Yeti, I don't recommend it, but the Blue Yeti, it has a couple of features. So you can have it where it's omnidirectional, where it'll basically just pick up any sound anywhere. And then you can also do it where it's dual directional, where it's one person in front of you on the opposite side of the mic and you on your side of the mic. So it has those features. And then the third feature, maybe there's four, I don't have it in front of me, but there's another feature where instead of being omnidirectional, like picking up sound from everywhere on purpose, or being dual directional, where it's you in front of the mic and your friend on the opposite side of the mic or your guest, there's another setting where it's unidirectional, where it's only going to intentionally pick up your sound if you're on the front side of it. And I think people say that that's the side with the red or something. But anyway, the point is that cardioid means that it's a directional mic. It can try to cut out some other sounds, but even this Blue Yeti does not cut out the sounds the way that you want it to. So I highly recommend that you use a dynamic mic. I've got one for $20, one for $69, one for $99, and one for $250, and one for $500. So I've got five different options for you. If you go to growyourshow.com/PDF, download the PDF for free, and then pick whatever your budget is. You'll have a good mic and you'll know that it's a dynamic mic. And I've already tested it. So good luck with that. And on the next episode where I'm talking with you, we're going to just be talking about sound treatment only. So this is episode 14. 15 is an interview that I did with someone. And then 16 is going to be me helping you with sound treatment mistakes that people make. And I'm out. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.